And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Book Talk is letting us know that summer reading programs are imminent all over the parish, Lafayette Parish and other parishes in South Louisiana. This Friday, there will be a kickoff celebration for the summer reading program in Lafayette Parish at the South Regional Branch Library. It starts off with a concert by Jonna Downing at 10:30 and continues throughout the day with various programs. For more information, you can stop by their website or call any branch library. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will present Paris 1922, All That Jazz, this Friday. That will take place at the Acadiana Center for the Arts and will feature music by Darius Mio, also Cole Porter, Francis Poulenc, and others. So 20s jazz played by the Chamber Orchestra of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. For more information or tickets, you can contact the ASO, go to their website, or call their office. That will be this Friday, 7:30, at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in downtown Lafayette. Wanderlust Theater Company presents Reginald Rose's classic play, 12 Angry Men. It opens on Friday and runs through the weekend. The play will feature quite a number of seasoned theater veterans from this area, including Walter Brown, Stephen Cooper, Joseph Diaz, David Keitel, Brady McKellar, and many others. It's being directed by Elsa Demetriadis, and we'll be speaking with them later on this week about Reginald Rose's 12 Angry Men. This Saturday, June 1st, the second annual free skin cancer screening will take place at the Lafayette Community Health Care Clinic. That will start at 9 o'clock. It's in association with the Acadiana affiliates of the American Academy of Dermatology. You don't need to register, but they would prefer it if you would RSVP by calling the Lafayette Community Health Care Clinic at 593-9208. But you can just show up starting at 9, going till 11:45. The Hilliard University Art Museum will open a number of summer exhibits this weekend. The New Art of the Loom, Contemporary International Tapestries. This is curated by Dick Holger of the Aubusson Tapestry School. We'll be speaking with Mr. Holger later on this week about that exhibit. Another exhibit that will open is Folk Art from the Hilliard's Permanent Collection and Gumbo, Connecting Community and Collections. People in the community and here at the university select pieces from the permanent collection to display, and they write about them as well. For information, stop by their website, which is museum.louisiana.edu. You can find out more about museum hours and other activities going on at the museum. And the University of Louisiana at Lafayette is offering, through their Veterans Upward Bound program, a number of free courses this summer. They're not for-credit courses. They are, if you're interested in applying for higher education, you can take these classes if you're an eligible veteran. For more information, you can call the Veterans Upward Bound program here at UL Lafayette to find out about these free courses. That's all here on the UL Lafayette campus. The Glassman Data will be opening next week, June 6th through the 9th, at the Delta Grand in Opelousas. That's a play about a number of Tennessee Williams' most famous plays. The Pandemonium Theater Group presents The Little Mermaid June 7th through the 9th at the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley. For more information or tickets, you can contact the Grand Opera House of the South. There are lots of summer camps for children going on at Cité des Arts. Hobgoblin Hill Puppets will be joining them to teach a class, summer camps in puppetry. Alice Wallace of Hobgoblin Hill Puppets will be teaching. For more information or to register, you can contact Cité des Arts. Camp Boncoeur or Camp Goodheart is a residential summer camp for children with heart defects. This is its 29th summer camp session. For more information, you can go to their website. That is Camp Boncoeur. The Lafayette Ballet Theater and its Dance Conservatory will host two creative movement camp sessions for children in July. For information, contact Lafayette Ballet Theater or stop by their website. The Children's Museum of Acadiana offers a number of camps, including their their Ham Camp, which is June 3rd through the 7th, Camp Construction, the Messy Media Camp, their Jewelry Camp, and their Painting Camp. That's at the Children's Museum of Acadiana this summer. And the Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve has a number of camps, as does Vermilionville, their cultural immersion camps that are taking place this summer. The final session will be actually immersion in French, so the same subject matter, but in French. You can call them or go to their website. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has many camps for children in art. You can call them and find out more or register your child. And for information on programs here at KRVS, stop by our website, krvs.org, and you can click on the schedule button. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we join Chris O'Reilly with his program From the Top, where he features young classical musicians. At 8, we start our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with John Green's Night Train Jazz at 8. That goes until 10, at which time you can hear Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. At midnight, it is jazz inspired, and at 1 in the morning, Born on the Bayou. In just a moment, we will join NPR's All Things Considered.